Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Welcome back to the show. So we've got lots happening on the show. Michelle, we're going to come back. Sandra, we'll come back to you. But Tammy has to leave. And Tammy has a whole lot of info about how the 947 race was. Tam, hello. Hello. How are you?
Hello, Nix. Good. Thanks. And you?
Oh, very good. Thank you. Now, tell us all about we spoke about it. We've never had the debrief. How was the race?
It was incredible, Nix. We had about 130 riders. And obviously, as you know, because we always talk about this, every rider rides with a purpose and rides for a cancer warrior's name on their shirt. And we'll hear soon from Carlos and Monica, but they get to connect with the warrior and ride every kilometer for them and give them huge inspiration. And the other way around, the warriors also inspire them to go through the finish line and along the race, all the ups and downs. So it was really an incredible event this year.
It was also off the back of the race, the run in Cape Town. Yeah. And there were some people who were doing the double race, right?
Right.
How was that? How did that work this year?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was a week apart and we had a few runners and riders who did both. So kudos to them. Even though the marathon was cancelled, those runners still ran their 42Ks. And then they showed up a week later to ride 97Ks. So it was really incredible. And also a lot of the warriors, we also ran and rode for them a week apart. So it was really special.
Just incredible. And you're always getting people who are joining Tam and wanting to be a part of the team. Is there any way with a year ahead, do people get an idea of what's coming up for the year so they can plan and take time out in their diaries? Do you have that on the website or is it just round about the same time?
Yeah, so the Ride Joburg is usually the same time of year. It's usually in November. It actually landed up being moved earlier this year because of the G20, so that's how we were able to do the double challenge, the run and the ride, because it was earlier. But yeah, our events are always advertised through our website and social media, and otherwise anybody who I see running or riding will get a call from me. So look out if I wave to you in the street. Yeah, but it's actually quite amazing how our team has grown, because the first year in 2017, we were literally scratching around because we had to get 20 riders to make a team and to become an official team. And at the last second, we just managed to hit our 20. And now we're talking about groups of about 150 riders each year. It's been growing and the impact has been growing and it's really been incredible.
Yeah, it really is. And we're going to have a chat with Carlos again, but someone like Carlos just keeps coming back. And you've got those people who keep coming back, Tam.
Yeah.
And that says so much about the organization, and it says so much about them as well, what the experience is like. So, yeah. Of course,
Carlos,
it is,
I just want to add, Nick, that Carlos comes from every perspective. So he doesn't just come on to ride. Firstly, he's not just like your average cyclist. Like, Carlos is in there, one of the first, through the finish line. He's incredible. And as you said earlier, he puts his heart on his sleeve. And not only that, this year we also put his logo on his sleeve because he goes out and fundraises big time. He, meets his business partners and just says, you have to give to DL Link because look at the work they do. And not only that, but the biggest thing he does is he connects with the person that he's riding for, and he actually makes a friendship. It's not just, I'm riding for you and then the day is over. He's actually connected. He'll tell you more about it, but last year and this year, kept in touch. They keep up with each other. So I just want to, on that note, thank Carlos and thank Dotter Designs for just being one of our sponsors and just personally being on board and all in every way. From the riding to the fundraising to connecting with the warriors, just every way. And we can't thank him enough. And then I just want to thank all our sponsors from the Ride Joburg, because we're on this topic. But Liberty obviously comes on board, and one of our partners through the year, Workforce, Presto Electrical, who's also sponsoring all the electrical of the building, Barket Fixed, who's a young guy who was on the radio show last year, Asher, and he just came on board last year and this year with his commitment and makes it, and Growth Point, XL Academy, and MMO, who are just always on board, partnering us for the ride. And without our sponsors and without the families who support us along the way, and obviously the cyclists involved, we couldn't do this. And we actually, one of the projects that we're ending the year off with is we are calling every single donor who's donated to us to just thank them for their donation. And through the ride and the run, we have a lot of new donors, and there's a lot of people who don't even know us, but maybe a cyclist or a runner has reached out to them and says, please sponsor my challenge, and we just so appreciate that. We actually bumped into a girl the other night, and she said, you know, somebody from DL Link called me to thank me, and I gave such a small donation, but it meant so much. So I just want to end off the year with gratitude. I'm sitting here looking at beautiful Monica's face. Gratitude to our warriors for inspiring us. Gratitude to all our runners and cyclists. We also had the Jerusalem Marathon earlier in the year. Just all our participants, families, in every way, who partner us through the year through all the different projects.
And of course, gratitude to you, Tams, and to the team, to DL Link. And I'm sure I speak for all the warriors and their families. You know, gratitude to you for uplifting, changing lives, supporting, holding, you know, just the great work. So, Tam, thank you so much. I know you've got to run off. Was there anything else you wanted to say before you left?
I'm sure we'll get to speak again, but I'm just going to... And what I do want to say is that next year, we just wish all our warriors like a smooth ride and a good Hanukkah and Christmas, and just to be able to celebrate the holidays, and yeah, just to be able to use these milestones to celebrate life together, and for the journey to be smooth along the way.
Please God, thank you so much, Tams, and take care. And we'll chat again very, very soon. I'd love to bring Monica. I know Monica's in the studio. Monica, welcome back onto the show. We chatted not so long ago. You know, you were so uplifting and inspiring and going on to social media, sharing your cancer journey. And then, of course, being teamed up with Carlos, the two Portuguese nationals, teaming up, and we'll chat with Carlos in a moment. But just to really just inform our audience and people who perhaps don't know, I mean, you were diagnosed with lymphoma when you were pregnant, am I correct?
Hi, Nikki. Firstly, it's so good to be back on the show. Thank you for having me. Yes, I was first diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2017 when I was pregnant with my daughter, well, shortly after she was delivered. And it's been a crazy journey ever since. So almost a decade of fighting this illness. But I feel that 2026 is going to be the year that we will be done with this for good.
Amen. Oh, please God.
Please God,
Monica. It's been hectic. Please God. And of course, the wonderful thing, and it's so lovely to see you. And the wonderful thing is that you didn't even know. I mean, you don't live far away from the DL Link, from head office, right? You didn't even know they existed until you came across a book.
Exactly. How crazy.
Tell us about that, please.
They are literally like 2 kilometers away from where I live. And I only discovered them earlier this year after my stem cell transplant in March. And I was going through a really tough time. And I picked up this book on my shelf by Lynn Sherlock, who wrote about her husband, the man behind the mask. And in the book, they mentioned the DL Link. So I decided to Google them. And then I was blown away to realize that they were down the road from me. So I reached out to them, shared my story, went to go meet with them. And I was just welcomed with an abundance of love. You just, it's the way they make you feel that is that makes them different from everyone else. They make you feel like you're part of the family, that you're part of something bigger, that you're cared for. They show up for you. They respond to you immediately. When you need something, you don't wait days or hours. They're always there. They're always ready to help and serve. And it's just been such a blessing getting to know all of them.
Wow. I mean, I'm thinking about you being diagnosed while you're pregnant, this decade, this journey, and being a single mom through it all, and just wondering how that has been for you.
So thankfully, I have a partner. So we have been together for almost 6 years now, and he has just been everything for me. The first time I had cancer, I didn't really have much support. My daughter's father and I weren't really on good terms. So it was very challenging emotionally, physically. It was completely debilitating, and to do it all alone was very scary. I was very young. But this time around, I've had so much love and support from my partner and his family. They've been there every step of the way, and we have had a very scary and intense ride. It's been one thing after the next for the past 2 years, where it's just never ending. But finally, there is some light at the end of the tunnel and things are starting to look up. So I can't wait for next year to just come and for all of this to be over.
Yeah, absolutely, Monica. I mean, you say you've been in this relationship for 6 years. Wow, right? I mean, what an intense relationship it's been.
Yes.
To go through this. And please, God, only upwards, onwards, good health. And so with this incredible organization that you just stumbled across while reading the book, you came across Carlos, and I'm hoping he's going to come onto the show just now. I'm waiting for him. But tell me about that, because I have a very soft spot for Carlos. He's just a man with a huge, huge heart. Tell us about your interaction with him.
Oh, he is. He's just such a loving and kind human being, and he really does truly care for people. So during his training, I was at my most sick. My cancer had relapsed after the stem cell transplant, and it had spread everywhere, and I was debilitated. And for the first time in my cancer journey, I could not leave my house. I went into a deep depression, and he checked in on me. Shame, he tried to arrange, you know, get-togethers, but I could never get out. And he always made sure to let me know that he was thinking of me, and he updated me constantly on his progress with his training. And I'm so impressed by the amount of money that he managed to raise. That just goes to show how much effort and how much passion he put into this. And that truly did inspire me when I was feeling at my worst.
Yeah. Have you met Carl? Have you met him?
Yes.
Face to face?
We've met.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we have met a few times.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, again, I don't want to give too much away, because Carlos will be sharing his story. But from your perspective, you know, it's such a low point, right, when he's doing this for you. But how does it feel knowing that someone is getting on a bike and doing that for you, you know?
It's such an honor. Like, I honestly have no words, to be honest, to imagine that somebody would ride such an excruciating race in your name. That is just, it's mind-blowing. And I was truly grateful. I was in hospital the day that he had his race, and I was so sad to not be able to make it. But it was such an incredible feeling to know that there was someone out there who hears my pain and sees my struggle and is supporting me and sending me all that love. Like, you feel the love. And even if it's not, you know, a physical thing in person, you can feel it. And it does give a person strength.
Yeah. I really wanted Carlos to hear that, and I hope he does hear that, because, you know, he's done it before, and he did it for a small little baby last time, and now for you. And it's just, it's really wonderful, Monica, and thank you for sharing that. I wonder, you know, your kids are now 8 and 14 yes. years old, so this is a journey. It's not just your journey, it's your collective journey, you know, as I said, a single mom, but you have this wonderful yeah. supportive partner. How are they on this journey with you? How have they been?
I think it has been quite challenging for them too as well, because they've seen me at my worst. So it's been both challenging and inspiring for them, because they've seen me at my worst. They've seen me fall apart, and I can only imagine that it would be stressful for them. And they've been so strong. They've never showed any bit of, you know, worry, because they know that their mother's strong, and I will get through yeah. anything. And I've shown them that, you know, you can go through things in life and you can pick yourself up. It doesn't matter how hard you fall, it just matters that you get back up.
Yeah, absolutely. Monica, we're gonna just move over for a sec, but you're hopefully you're going to stay exactly where you are, because as I said, we're hoping and waiting for Carlos to join us. But you know, there's so many, as you know, warriors who just are held by this organization. And we heard a little bit earlier, you know, from Gabby and Michelle, all the things that happen. But